What are you looking for in those 150 words?
We're looking for words that captivate us. So the title for whatever this idea is really important. You want it to be concise. You want people to understand it. So when we're training people, we always say to them, give it to somebody who knows nothing about your idea and see if they can repeat it back to you. But you want to use the type of words that light it up in a funny way, in a serious way. And what's interesting, you can write in your native tongue. You don't have to write in English. We translate to French, Creole. We will translate from Spanish. We want you to be able to speak in your own native tongue, so we'll have it translated. It is just reading it and thinking, I want to know more. Because you're going to, if you pass that first test, you're going to be asked to write a full proposal.
So can you think back a project or a couple of projects that where you really did see that spark?
Yeah, these big billboards using artists to talk about what's happening in the Everglades. John David Cain submitted an idea last year to do a movie that tied with how our brains work, how we hear, how we feel, how we think about really complex music. And so it's visual, it's music, it's an art film. And we read that preliminary idea and we said, what is this?
When somebody is named a finalist or a project is a finalist, they have to present a budget, they have to present a vision about how they'll keep the project going. Mm-hmm. What else do they need to do after writing the 150 words?
It's called a challenge for a reason. You have to raise a match, dollar to dollar. Now, that doesn't just have to be in cash. That can be in gifts in kind. It can be in marketing. If somebody gives somebody the space, you know, to either hang an exhibition or to do a performance.
And so I imagine this idea of fundraising, unless that's the world you already live in, might be a little bit daunting.
You know, you're not born saying, oh my God, I have to be a fundraiser. But when I teach classes on this, or when we work with our grantees and talk about, okay, how are you going to do this? You start with family. You start with friends.
Huh.
You know, and you put yourself out there and say, the Knight Foundation thinks this is a great idea, and they're going to give us this amount of money, and we need your help. Some people do Kickstarters. Some people do crowdsourcing for what they're doing.
So making artists feel emboldened to ask for money.
Absolutely. And let's get the city really supporting artists.
President Trump's proposed budget calls for the elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts. We don't know yet if Congress is going to approve that budget. But how would it affect the work that the Knight Foundation does?
You know, in all of our eight Knight cities, there are 1,800 institutions that receive money from the NEA and more that receive money from the NEH, which also supports artists.
And there's that budget eliminates the National Endowment for the Humanities, the NEH.
It does. Knight's going to continue to do what it always has because we believe so much the arts are essential to a healthy democracy. But Knight is a foundation. The majority of the money given in our country, 71% of it, is by individuals. I think you're going to see, as you have been seeing, this massive response from people about the importance of arts to their lives.
For anybody who wants to apply for the Knight Arts Challenge, they have until April 28th. And of course, you can find out more and take a look at some of the projects that have won in the past at WLRN.org. Victoria Rogers, Vice President for Arts at the Knight Foundation, thanks for coming in.
It was my pleasure. Talking about the arts is a joy.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.